July 11th, 2023. The district of Alto Nanay, deep within the primordial jungles of Peru. The local members of the indigenous population were pitched into abject terror as their community came under siege from mysterious visitors. Reports of villagers being dragged into the shadows and accosted by beings that seemingly floated through the air and were impervious to firearms. The creatures seemed to be covered in scaly green armor and yet were able to disappear at will. Were these apparitions the true form of local urban legends or returning off-world visitors? This case file joined the theorists as they clear up their pores with treatment from the Peruvian face peelers.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 289, The Peruvian Predators. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Before we start, I am on a level of sleep previously reserved only for Dale Gribble. The CIA, I can hear the CIA on my phone calls now. I know they're listening. I can hear them.
Everyone's after
it. Yeah, I see it.
Didn't he just die?
He did. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Timely reference.
Dale Gribble. Last week passed away.
You guys are conducting your own Russian sleep experiment at home there? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that is what happened. Little guy, we're sleep training him. It was the first night the other night
Murdered you?
No, he actually slept fine. But what happened is his first day in his crib immediately rolled over to his tummy, and we're both like, "All right, well, everything we read said like no tummy." So like I go in, you know, carefully like flip him back on his back, lay him on his back. The second I turn around, he just like instant. It was like there was a magnet, and it's just like whoop, flips over onto his belly, still asleep. And I'm like, "All right." So then like all night we were like flipping him over, and then today we got the okay. They're like. The doctor's like, can he roll over both ways? We're like, yeah. He's like, he's fine to sleep however he wants then. We're like, oh, okay. So I was up all night because I was like, oh God, he's going to die. Just watching the baby monitor all night. Oh my God. Going in there, rolling him over. And I was like, by like 4 a.m, I was like, he was like on his back for like a 30-minute stretch. And I was like,
stay like that. Stay like that.
Buddy, by 4 a.m., how are you not Ivan Draco? Like, if he dies, he dies. I got to go to bed. Fuck it.
Well, because, dude, as I was getting sleepy, I'd be getting sleepy and I'm like, okay, I'm on the couch and I'm starting to get shut eye. And then, like, my inner voice is like, yeah, you do need to sleep. You should get 3 hours of sleep now. Wake up. Your son's going to be dead because you needed 3 hours of sleep. You're too busy. You can't sleep later. And I was like, oh, God, I got to stay up. Leave me alone. No one bullies me like my own inner voice, just so everyone knows.
Well, other than your dad.
Yeah. But this is, if you've been following the news and
or your little brother
and Twitter or X, what is it called? X, is it just called X now?
hasn't switched in Canada yet. It's still called Twitter.
Mine's called
the app.
Yeah, but the logo is an X.
It is?
Yeah.
That must have happened while I'm awake, because
it's been like that for a while. I was taken aback one day when I was looking for Twitter and
I gotta check in real time here because now
I was clicking on fucking Pornhub or something like that. Seems like I'm doing something scandalous every time I click on it.
Yeah, that's part of the marketing tool.
Marketing tactic. Yeah, like, yeah.
I guess I don't know.
It's great. But if you've been following that kind of stuff, you've definitely seen probably hashtag Peru trending the last couple of weeks, Peru aliens. And that's because there's been just a stream of reports and videos and stuff that there is some sort
predator has returned.
Yeah, predators returned.
Well, it has been the hottest recorded days on Earth, like so far. So, I mean, that's usually when a predator shows up. In the movies.
Is
it?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
When there's areas experience like record high temperatures, this is when he shows up.
Dan sounds very crunchy.
Yeah, Dan, you sound crackly.
You sound crunchy, buddy.
Yeah.
Do a little jiggle.
Are you? It sounds like it sounds like you're holding your notes in rage every time you talk.
Still crackly. Unplug and replug something.
Yeah, sort that out. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So if you've been following this, you've seen the reports. There's been videos. You know, and the one that caught my attention is why kind of we moved it up the list. It was like evidence of fucking, what is pelicaras? What is it? Is that how I say it down? How do you say it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is basically translates to the face peelers. And there was a video circling Twitter. And if you go looking for this, hashtag fucking not safe for work and hashtag you've been warned. It's like them dragging a corpse out of like a forest area that looks that it's been peeled.
It's been peeled.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's missing flesh perfectly from like neck all the way up the forehead. It's just a skeleton. And then like skin hanging off the backside.
Well, isn't there like, there's musculature and shit still, right?
Not on the bones. There's nothing. It's just bones. It's literally like a skull. The first time I saw it, I was like.
So more than the skin's been peeled off. All the muscles have been peeled
everything.
Off too?
It's just bones. It's just bones.
Oh, so it's just a skeleton.
No. The skin is only peeled like around the face.
Oh.
And then down to the neck, to the chest. And you can see the spine.
I've seen that. This guy got fucking, he got locked in his trailer with his dog and he passed away. And his dog, they think, was trying to wake him up. So it licked his face compulsively, cleaned the fucking skin right off his face.
Mm.
It was fucking
so what you're saying is this is what potentially the face peelers are doing.
Maybe, yeah.
This is an aggressive Antonio Villaboras. A little too aggressive. Death by snooze is what you're saying. but yeah, it's like the first time I saw it, I was like, that's gotta be fake. And then I saw a better quality version. I was just like, I hate like when, you know, you see gore breaking videos or any of this stuff, not a fan, hate that stuff. And then I was like, oh my God, that's real. I was like, oh, and I was like, terrifying.
Whoa, yeah. I gotta see this. I want
to
see it. Where is
and you had to look into it farther though.
Yeah. Oh, well, man. Cause we were already talking that we're going to do it. So I was like, okay, there's some in Peru peeling faces. So let's get into it. Where did this start?
Maybe we should change this to the Peruvian face liquor.
The Peruvian face peelers. I don't know.
I like that.
Both of them okay.
The face peelers is a great band name. Add it to the list.
Yeah.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Apparently a couple of weeks ago, an indigenous tribe of people known as the Akitu that reside in the district of Alto Nané, which is a province of Manus Loreto, Peru, had some reports flying in that a number of them had sighted and even been attacked by, as they describe it, flying armored silver beans with huge heads.
It's like, do you have any proof of this? The guy turns around, he's got no fucking face left.
He's like, ah!
The skeleton, like, what the fuck are you looking at me?
Yeah. The skeleton. Just bones are rattling. There's videos. You can go and if you type in Twitter, Peru aliens and stuff, you can see videos of people seeing things. It's the classic, like, so it's all low light because it's all at night. And these things are coming into the woods, grabbing people, attacking people. They're shooting at them. Just terrifying these poor villagers.
So they're wearing a silver suit of armor. That's what it sounds like.
Some reports I saw that people were saying like a spacesuit. Some reports that I read was...
They say armored or silver. So it just makes me think of like knight armor.
I've heard that this suit looked like it was manufactured at Oscorp.
Yeah.
Like a Green Goblin?
I've heard that referenced several times.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of the references say the face appeared to be like.
Like green, a silver Green Goblin.
Yeah.
The villagers are definitely familiar with the work of of Sam Raimi in the Green Goblin suit. Because it is, that is the comparison that they make a couple of times of these creatures resembling like the armored Green Goblin suit from those Spider-Man movies.
And see, one of the reports that I was reading and one of like the news reports was saying they looked like this silver, almost like an astronaut outfit or something. but I think it's turned to armored later because a lot of these people say that they've been shooting at these things. They're shooting them and they appear to be bulletproof. So that's why they're like, well, this must be some sort of fucking armor because we're shooting these things.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, like there were reports that that they were chasing, like some of these creatures had been pursued by some of the villagers who had been, you know, kind of going out basically in posses. This is like Chupacabra style stuff where you have villagers that are feeling threatened. So they're out there in groups trying to find these things, capture and or kill them and keep them away from where they live.
But I think that stems
these things are fucking bulletproof.
But I also think that stems because one of the first incidents is like a girl that got slashed or cut, right? And so it's like, you know, you have a young woman out in the woods, like you ran up the, like at first you'd be like, there's some fucking predator stalking at night. Like we got to, you know, get the torches out. We got to walk, march the village, watch the streets, make sure it's safe. And then you're like, well, yeah, holy fuck, you're dealing with Jack the Dealer.
Well, could you imagine you're shooting this thing and it pops up out of nowhere and it's fucking, Norman's not here, honey. Yeah.
Fucking, Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
Yeah.
More like, Norman no está aquí.
Wasn't the one guy saying like he shot him twice and he does not fall, but rises and disappears.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the quotes that they have from the kind of the designated village leader known as Jairo Reategui Avila. So he kind of came out, most of the descriptions are pulled from his quote that he, I guess they at least had some film crew on there from one of the local news programs and kind of quoted as, this is a translation, the translation that you've seen in most of the articles that have been presented about this. These gentlemen are aliens. They look armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I have shot him twice and he doesn't fall, but rises and disappears. We are frightened by what is happening in the community. And then he continues, their color is silver. Their shoes are round in shape. And with that, they rise. They float a meter high and have a red light on the heel part.
His they got head fucking is light long. Up Skechers?
It sounds like it.
It's a good shoe.
LA lights, like bringing them back. His head is long, his mask is long, and his eyes are half yellowish. With that, they see you well and leave. So I assume he kind of assume they have some type of like night vision or something like that.
They do explain too, like they glide, right? Like they hover, kind of like they're on the goblin glider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the interesting thing, I guess you could assume they see at night because if you're walking around with flashlights and these things have attacked people, and then you don't see them, and then like you shine your light, you see them, you would assume that like, well, obviously they see us. So, like some sort of night vision, whether it be just the mask or in the helmet, something
to do with the lens of the helmet, maybe, for sure.
Or if that's just their fucking metallic head, who knows?
Or that's just how they see.
Yeah, maybe.
They've seen the different spectrum.
Yeah, predator style, just fucking thermal.
So how big do they say these things were?
7 to 8 feet tall.
Jeez.
Is 78 feet tall?
That's a big fucking...
Jesus Christ. Stomping out fucking forests, the Peruvian forest. No, 7 or 8 feet tall. You know,
so a giant.
And I will say this. I'm always going to go with the lower number because I think in these heightened things... You know, someone's 7 feet tall and you're in a heightened
sense. That's still a giant.
That's fucking huge. And if I
anytime
saw
someone around a 7-footer, I'm like, that's, yeah.
If I was walking around the woods and then some sort of fucking green goblin that was 7 feet tall attacked me, you know how tall I'd say it was? 9 feet. Easy. Probably 10.
Easily.
Probably 10.
Right? Because you're just like, it was way bigger than me. It had to be 10. Like you're in the moment, I'm sure. So I bet, is it closer to 7? Probably is my guess.
So pretty much after this, they had reported that these attacks had started, or the harassment at least, had started like midway July, about July 11th. They said that these attacks had been going and they didn't really get
around the same time they were digging up like an old native burial ground or something like that. Is that
Unearthing some ancient emperor's tomb.
Yeah, right after there was a meteor strike at an ancient temple. And,
Peru, what is that? Is that Inca?
Inca?
Yeah.
Or whoever predated them? People of the gods.
So, like Brayden had mentioned before, like one of the more alarming events is that a 15-year-old girl was either like had been grabbed by these creatures or
she got fucking peeled,
kind of almost, I guess, suppose. Because they said that she was grabbed by one of these, and like they have her on camera, like they're just kind of holding, like she had type of like a wound on her neck or something where she had been cut or peeled or slashed.
Yeah, they started the peel.
They started the peel. I think just because like I'm thinking it's a good name, but also it's a little bit more seductive too to get more clicks. We should name this the Proving Peelers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just be like, are we talking about Proving Peelers? Peelers?
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Right? Because peelers mean one thing and another.
Yeah.
I tried to look up like the actual Pelycaris, like people were talking about like what that is, and I couldn't really find
it's not specific.
I don't know. I'm not sure where they kind of pulled that from.
I read it was like some sort of folklore based on like a local.
I read that and I went and looked and I couldn't find like anything that resembled that. I couldn't find anything that resembled that in
what's the thing called? Folklore. The Pelycaris?
A Pelycaris, which is literally like face peeler. Like Kara is face and Pela is like to peel, whatever.
Well,
like
maybe it's a real local thing that started last month.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be some extremely local, and recent urban legend or something. It could be something like that, I'm sure. But I couldn't find any popular reference to the Pelycaris of what exactly that is. Some of the articles mentioned them to be some kind of strange being that feast on human fat and organs, but that could be clickbait, so I'm not sure.
And skin.
And face skin. The best tasting skin,
the best of the skins is around the face and neck, I believe, actually.
Yeah,
skin-wise, because that's the skin you take the most care of, probably.
Oh, yeah, you lube up all those ointments and treatments.
Oh, yeah.
You find on late-night TV.
Yeah.
So it's going... It's going after all the people who don't shower. Because according to celebrities, you're not supposed to shower anymore. It's good for your skin.
Is that the newest trend?
That's the new thing. You're not supposed to shower.
No water.
No more showering. No, just no showering. Nothing.
No washing your face? No showering?
Stink. No.
Just stank.
Supposed to stink.
Natural.
Supposed to stink.
Well, welcome to the trend, celebrities.
A little late.
So eventually, apparently, the authorities got involved. The villagers were so...
Dan, hold on a second.
Pause.
We're going to take a quick beer break because Dan is going to get his face Peruvian peeled by Zell if we don't get this crackling sorted out. So
I've started to ignore it, but we should try and fix it.
Yeah, so we're gonna take an early beer break. We'll be right back as we can sort this out. Dan's got himself sorted out. So we're talking about the Peruvian peelers. They're peeling faces in Peru.
Is that video directly related to this story? Like, is that really part of the story? Or is it just somebody picked up that video and just like slapped it on there?
Somebody got peeled, Dan.
People get their faces peeled all the time. That guy in a fight with a chimpanzee got her face peeled. Like,
dude, I've never seen...
That's a different type of peeling.
The only time I've ever seen a face that
was
peeled,
a
face peeled that clean was when we were doing the cattle mutilation and we saw we were looking at the horse pictures of where they're like perfectly removed. The
cheekbones are perfectly removed.
Yeah.
There's just that skin on that one side of their face is gone.
That's it. And I was like, ugh.
Aliens have a specific type of skin they like to take from each different animal.
Yeah.
They got trophies.
You know what it is? On their spaceship, they just got a wall of skin flat faces and some sort of fucking makeshift face rug. Or like Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, it's not the skull or bones or anything. They want just your just face.
They want to tetherize it,
put it on the wall.
Just like Dwight. Yeah, just like Dwight with the baloney. They wear it for their Halloween, alien
the
Halloween.
No, with the CPR doll.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question. Do you think they got like fucking potato peelers? Like their own type of face peeler? Or do you think they do it by hand? Like what do you think? Is it a tool?
I would say if it's aliens doing the face peeling, they definitely have some sort of special tool.
Hold on a second. What if for whatever reason, these guys got a copy of Face Off, and this is what they do for costumes? They just peel people's faces off, and that's what they do for Halloween on their planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it checks out.
Right? They just do it.
They just have an extraterrestrial fan, Nicolas Cage fan club.
Yeah. Where they just fucking face off. They just peel faces.
Yeah. It, man, they're going to look back in 20 years when they're fucking, when there's all these pictures of all these aliens doing human face, they're going to regret it. Yeah. They're going to regret it big time. I'll tell you. Warning right now. If we've learned anything, right? It's not funny anymore.
You're gonna lose some political pull if you got that on your social media.
Our species is not a costume.
Get rid of them.
Boot them.
Canceled before you even got here.
Sucks to suck.
But like, yeah, these villagers, like, they're like begging for help. They're begging to be taken seriously. They're being terrorized for like a month.
They're being peeled.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's like definitive proof that somebody got their face peeled by one of these things. I don't
know. Allegedly, they're allegedly being peeled.
Allegedly.
I'm not even sure if that video is directly related to this case. Like, I don't.
Dan, what are they called?
Somebody called them the Palikaras, which doesn't exist.
What does that translate to?
Which translates directly to Peruvian face peeled.
I know people have. Never mind. That's fine.
We're just saying. We're just saying.
Reason doesn't work here. I'm sorry.
The reason doesn't exist on the show.
Dan, I told you I've had enough sleep. The level of sleep is reserved for Dale Gribble here. I'm making connections, baby. Right? They're called the face peelers. There's a video of someone with a peeled face in the area. I'm going, well, that's connected.
Face peelers.
Somebody said absolutely. It's from that area. We don't even know if it's from there. It could be from Colombia. It could be some drug cartel shit.
Listen, Dan, I got an
was
ear.
Was it fact checked on Facebook?
Probably.
Dan, I got an ear.
No, it's news.
I got an ear.
If it's on Facebook,
yeah, it's true.
It's gone.
I was listening to the language gone. That was spoken in the videos, and it sounded similar to me. In the sense that I don't know. That sounds like the same language.
Yeah, so how many countries speak Spanish?
Is it Spanish they speak?
Just a couple, I think. What do you think they speak?
I know. I thought Peru spoke something else. Portuguese or something?
Do you think Peru spoke Peru?
No, I thought they spoke like Portuguese. Is it
Portuguese?
Or something. Yeah, I thought it was Portuguese.
No. Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Well, some parts of Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Speak in Peru. Oh, yeah. Spanish.
You looking it up? Spanish.
Yeah.
You had to ask the AI confirmation.
It all sounded the same. All right? All the videos, they sounded the same. Wasn't English. All right? It was that other language.
I couldn't understand
it. So I had to be connected. It's got to be connected. I can't understand what they're saying. Right?
So it could be in China, it's connected. Bro, you know.
Oh, I know Chinese. I can tell the difference between Chinese and Spanish.
He hasn't nailed down to not even continents.
Continental, because I'd be like, all right, that's an Asian language going on there, right? That's I'm getting a feel of South American vibe, right?
So you've narrowed it down just to continents.
Yeah. It's not bad. Just continents. If you say a language, I can be like, I guarantee you I can guess the continent.
Could be French.
No, yeah, but if you're talking French with a South
could be
American
Italian
accent, I'll tell you. I'll be like, maybe French, but it's definitely in South America.
He's got a really good ear for continental for dialect.
You know what it is? I just got an ear for the dialect. That's it. No languages or anything. I'm just like, I can tell you. You tell me. You show me a language, and I'll be like,
I'll approximate area
I'll
of the world.
Guess the
is
area.
From.
I've got like a 1 in 6 chance of getting it right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad. It's good odds. So yeah, the villagers put out the call that these things, these events have been going on. They've been constantly harassed by these creatures or these apparitions.
Please help.
Please help. And so Peru, the local government, dispatched some troops, some authorities out into the area to go take a look at what has these villagers on it.
Just a string of maybe 5 or 6 mercenaries, what you're saying, Dan.
One of them just compulsively shaves the entire time. Yeah.
One carrying a gun that's mainly mounted on a vehicle.
One that ain't got time to bleed.
One that's a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yeah.
And one with a very strong accent from the continent of Europe.
That only shakes hands by grabbing forearms. Yeah.
So they requested like full on military intervention, apparently, but the military is like, we can't really logistically, we can't bring anybody out there because the only way to get there is like a 10-hour river trip. And it's like, how are you gonna bus everybody out there? It's a
people, little difficult. I knew we're getting fucking peeled, I'd be calling for an airstrike.
Well, and basically, like when you watch the interview, these people are like, that's what they're good. They're like, we're under attack. Like they're claiming like these green goblins are using like guerrilla warfare tactics on them. Right. They're like, this is a fucking battleground here. We need the fucking military. But as you do, like, if you were to say this stuff, it's like everyone's being like, is it aliens really? So they're like, they're not really sending in the cavalry because they're like, we don't really believe it.
Even if it's not aliens, what the fuck is it? Something, it needs to be addressed, whatever's doing it.
Yeah.
You got Jack the Peeler hanging out in fucking the jungle or some shit. You got to figure it out.
And what's happening is because the ET have realized that we're putting these committees on national television and they're exposing the aliens. So they're just giving up being hidden and they're just going straight for the face and throat. That's what that was happening.
The old face rips. Like,
we don't need to stay hidden anymore. They're on to us.
So some authorities, local law authorities, did make their way out there apparently, and they kind of toured the village and the surrounding areas. And then they didn't seem to find, or they haven't reported finding any evidence kind of backing up the idea that there are these, they didn't find any evidence of silver armored green goblins, silver goblins, I guess, coming out there to support the claims that the villagers were making. But
they didn't see one. Let's just say that.
Yeah,
They didn't see any of what was described.
Right. So the explanation that is offered up by the law enforcement.
I just want to add an asterisk. I want to add an asterisk to this. The explanation offered up of what this is from the parties that went and didn't see it. Is this.
So the theory is that these were perhaps illegal gold mining operations that were going on and that the creatures were actually employees of one of these these illegal gold mining operations that kind of went out there and basically it's a full-on Scooby-Doo episode where they were trying to scare away.
Just dressing up.
Yeah, they're trying to scare away the locals from where they are mining, apparently.
By peeling their faces off.
So what I learned is that Peru is the number one gold exporter of South America, and 25% of that gold is illegally mined. That it apparently is a pretty big issue in Peru, like the types of things. So when we say like illegally mined, apparently it's mining operations that are either they're mining on land that isn't theirs. Or they're using illegal equipment and or methods to extract gold from the areas that they are.
So basically what they're saying is that the mercenary group is must be wearing some sort of costume, flying in on jetpacks and terrorizing these villagers to try to get them to leave so then they can mine freely in the area without under the watchful eyes of the village. One of the issues, I didn't even realize that, one, jetpack technology was that trusted right now. Like,
I've seen some pretty cool videos, far as I've gone.
That you have a mercenary team fucking in Green Goblin outfits jetpacking into village. I was like, okay, well, that's a leap and bound, I think, in jetpack technology. As far as I've seen, right?
One of the methods that they mentioned that apparently has been utilized before by some of these operations is that they'll take like sheets or like clothes and they'll hang them on drones.
And they'll cut three holes in them, like two eyes and a mouth and run around and go,
Essentially, they'll hang them from drones. Like they'll just hang them from drones and they'll fly the drones around to like scare off villagers.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah. Things. I mean, I think we've seen the video. You've seen the video of the guys who like put the drone with like the little spooky ghost thing on it and like fly it around the park and stuff and like chase people.
Especially in South America, that's working.
So,
why especially in South America?
Why? Yeah, I was going to ask.
Because I think they have more of a belief in the paranormal.
Do they?
I think so.
They might. I don't know. Dan? You're our connection down there.
it might be out.
Is that because he's a little bit further south than us, so he's our connection?
As partly that, and partly his mom speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
You're closer to it. You're closer than us.
You probably wouldn't be totally wrong in thinking that, and being that it's like out in some of these more rural areas, you have a bit more superstition.
More superstition
takes hold and kind of goes lore. On. But I mean, you could say you could say that about some towns out in the U.S. Like, it's something like that where you can have these operations going on, and like they don't necessarily want to get violent. Cause I mean, if long as you have people staying away, if that's easier than like making people go missing. Cause then people come looking for missing people, or as opposed to,
but they also got violent real quick in a hurry. And it's not like what I thought was interesting. These are the issues that I have with this account of like their explanation is like, one, I was thinking of like, okay, Scooby-Doo style, you're going to run these people out of the town. That's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Where are these people going to go? They're not going to leave. They're not going to leave their homes, right? So you're like, all right, so this ploy of like scaring them doesn't seem to work. So then you like, they're immediately like, they attacked someone. They're attack some people. So then they're like, is that going to get them to flee? But the other problem I have is that all the people who describe these things, not one person describes being like, yeah, they were wearing a fucking jetpack. And again, jetpack technology, as I know, you can hear it. You know what I mean? Like the jetpacks we've seen.
The one you know. Yeah.
Some jetpack. Secondly, is that this isn't like a tribe where they're like, you know, have sticks and stuff. They have guns and they've been shooting these people. And they say they don't stay down. They get back up. So are these guys wearing, am I led to believe that these mercenaries are wearing some sort of fucking Iron Man suit that's bulletproof, that can take rounds and they can just get up and then jetpack out of there, where we never have a description of anyone from these villagers being like, yeah, they flew away on a fucking jetpack. They just... No noise. There's none of that description, which I have trouble with, because I was like, if someone jetted in and then landed and then started blasting, like, yeah, there's the guy. Like, these things are hiding in the fucking woods, right? Based on the descriptions of the villagers there. Like, I just found it very interesting. I was like, and as far as I know, there's body armor and there's body armor that works. But like, you're taking rounds, like, it hurts. You're going to get dropped. You're going to get hurt.
Do we know, like, any of the victims that have been peeled? Like, have they been like, oh, this is fucking Jose Ramirez, and he's my neighbor, and this is... Well, do we have any of that, or has it just been, like, fucking random, like I said, fucking the DBs that have been found?
The Palikaris portion doesn't necessarily seem to be related. That might be something that would have been added later to this whole narrative. I'm not sure because I couldn't find anything about that.
And again, the other thing is...
It's been expunged from the internet because...
Because like what I'm getting with that is it's like, you know, like Dan said, they've dressed up drones to scare people. So how do we even know that these are actually fucking real mercenaries and they aren't just some type of fucking... you know, drones that are dressed up to look like something to scare people. And then they get their hands on, let's say, a fucking cadaver of a random DB, peel it up, throw it in the woods and be like, look what we did. Yeah. Run away. Be scared.
Perhaps.
All
I know is I'm definitely using the drone for Halloween this year and just flying around my street with a fucking demon hanging from it.
That being said, I 1,000% am on board with silver suited extraterrestrial fucking Norman Osborn, scary motherfuckers. I'm on board.
Well, because I'm like, think about that description of like, you have some Green Goblin super suit that's bulletproof. I'm like, what is the CIA funding these rebel groups with nowadays?
That's fucking Oscorp, man. We've seen it. It works. That's Norman Osborn, when he wears a suit in the movies, he was bulletproof.
Like that was the other issue I have with that. Again, it's the people... It's the groups coming in, you know, the military, the representative who came in being like, yeah, this is probably what it is. Yeah, it's probably this. And this is all it was. And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't really match the description. It's like, I'm like, if you're wearing body armor and you're getting shot, you don't just go like, ha ha, I got body armor. Like you, it hurts. You're hurt. Right?
Yeah, but they do get knocked down and then they get back up.
But then they disappear.
It's not like they're fucking impenetrable and walking through it.
Right? Then they disappear.
Yeah, because they're running away because they're hurt.
If he winged him. Like, if he winged him, like you don't know if he shot him directly.
Here's the thing. You think that the description would then be, I shot them, they drop, they get up, they run away. It's
how fast
they drop, they rise, they... And they disappear. The other
they
thing
turn
is,
on their active camel and they run away.
The other thing is the gliding, right? They say they're like a lot of descriptions of them gliding. And I'm like, okay, well, again, but there's no noise. There's no description of like, yeah, these things are loud. We can hear them coming. It's like, what the fuck does that? What possibly would do that with a person? One of those like drone like gliders like that you could stand on? Like, I'm just trying to think what this could be other than the descriptions
Goblin
given.
Goblin glider?
Yeah, like a lot of this stuff's like kind of put together. Like we do have the report from Hiero. That, like, I mean, he's definitely 100% that these things are aliens and saying that. And then, but like a lot of the details and stuff are kind of a mishmash of like reports that have come up. So the jetpack thing might not necessarily be directly related to his sighting, but people have like seen something flying around. And that's kind of one of the, again, yeah, like you mentioned, that is one of the explanations they offer up, is that some of these areas, like we said, like getting to this village is not easy. You have to get up, you have got to have to take a fucking 10-hour boat ride up the river to get to this village. And then getting up to these areas where you would mine the gold, they're entirely inaccessible. But now we have technology that allows people to do that. And like, you know, you can survey those areas using the jetpack things, which I guess, you know, these gold miners. I mean, again, if you're gold mining, like you have access to, that's a lot of money that you have access to a lot of
jetpack
stuff.
Technology. Yeah. I'm blown away. We must be 10 years in private corporations, we must be 10 years ahead in jetpack technology.
Well, we've seen like the medical, like they have those like search and rescue teams that have the jetpacks now, and they use them to fly into areas. Like we have those.
What?
Have you not seen
when
those videos?
This?
We do.
Where?
And they have hand propulsion too. Like
I've seen those ones.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen that. But they don't look like something you'd be like, I can use this every day. It looks like if you use it long enough, you will die.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like they see well, these
that's
things
also probably
that,
true.
Like not necessarily related to the direct sighting. Like these things weren't wearing the jetpacks like that they saw. Again, those could be the drone things. That if they're carrying something and then you shot it, maybe it pulls the drone down. Like, I don't know, if you hit it, like pulls the drone down and zips off. Like, again, flying a drone, but I can see reasoning flying a drone through the jungle would not necessarily be like the easiest thing. So it'd be like, that'd be kind of hard. So, so it is a little.
Well, I've seen them fly those drones in those obstacle courses and they're fucking amazing.
Yeah, but not with a ghost sheet.
Sure, why not?
With an armor suit.
Yeah, but you're not wearing a ghost sheet. You're wearing fucking state-of-the-art armor. Yeah.
It's like, the thing with this case and these events right now that's blogging my mind is like, even the official story offered up right now, I'm like, none of the stories really add up to me. I go, okay, why? That's plausible because you make that story grounded in like Earth and events that are happening in Peru. But where it gets unbelievable for me is I'm like, what fucking kind of armor? Like, if this armor is a fucking bulletproof armor, you think you would see the US Marines in this shit overseas? Like you would see.
Maybe this is what, maybe they're testing it there.
Right? The proof, they're like, you know, the CIA is like, let's give them the armor and maybe they can get some gold for us.
Well, maybe it's the military there that's protecting it, right? They got some interest on there. We're going to test pilot, see how it goes.
Maybe they're like, and what are you going to use it for? We're just going to terrorize this little
village. It's got a nasty side effect. Whoever uses these jetpacks gets peeled.
Yeah. Yeah, they get peeled because of the fucking jet coming off the
fucking propulsion. Why can't they just be ETs? Why can't they just be actual fucking ETs?
Well, that's the...
I'm on board with that.
Well, here's the interesting thing. We talk about Peru being such a hotbed for gold, right? And like gold is obviously a commodity in the alien world where that we say that they might be interested in.
The Anunnaki.
Right? Maybe we mined it for them in the past. So like maybe these things are extraterrestrials and it's just them that maybe they are mining gold there. Right?
And maybe our planet just has a higher concentration than most and they found us useful.
Didn't we find like that gold meteor, right, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like up there?
Mining gold would so be much way golden. Easier yeah. to go get it from a meteor in than space. To come here.
That's what I think.
On but, asteroids.
You know, I mean, yeah, but listen, there's nothing to fuck on an asteroid, Dan. And there's nothing to
How
peel.
Do you know? You've been to an asteroid?
I've seen.
Have you been to an asteroid, sir? Have you been there? Were you there?
Were you there? You got me there. You got me on the were not you there. Yet. So I can't argue with that logic. I was not there. I don't know.
You were not there, and therefore you cannot say.
Maybe nothing. The asteroid. Hey, does
those
have
asteroids
holes.
Might be some like the truck stops. Perfect you fit. Know, they got some parking lot.
Like Rick Sanchez fucked a whole planet, so you're all right.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen an asteroid? They're all. It's all glory holes, man. The whole thing.
Totally anonymous.
Swiss cheese.
Every look.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, the gold thing. Yeah, there's
some, like, there's just some sort of creature way more in the middle abundant that just cranks places. Off anything that comes in.
Yeah, if we go back, like the whole alien and gold connection has been kind of around for a long time. I mean, Zechariah Sitchin in his whole Earth Chronicle series, you know, talking about the 12th planet, you know, an Anunnaki from Nibiru, like their atmosphere got compromised somehow. And so that they needed to mine gold in order to put it back into their atmosphere. And I guess reflect cosmic rays or something.
The atmosphere. Yeah, the atmosphere was supposed to help them reflect the dangerous radiation or something that was scorching their planet.
That was their
shit.
Idea. So they had to come to Earth and therefore create us to work for them, and then
because they're lazy, it was cheaper and more cost effective for them to make and wait for a whole race to evolve to then mine gold.
They're in no hurry.
Yeah. Well, I guess not. If you're a being outside of this dimension of experiencing linear time, you're like, what does it matter? Just do this, and then you come back. I never even thought about that. I'm like, you're just like, oh yeah, do this. And it's like, you know, it's like being offline. We're like, it's like playing Clash of Clans, right? You're not playing it right now, but all your base is still doing shit, right? You might be under attack right now. You don't know, right? You won't know until you pop back in. They're going to be pissed when we come back and they find out not all of us are mining gold all the time. They're like fucking lazy pricks.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Do you know there's only like 20% of that population mining gold right now? The rest of them are doing fucking little dances on their phone.
Doing TikToks. Right? What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on here? We left you guys for only 300 years.
Yeah. And like Peru itself, like it having the place of, you know, number one gold producer in South America is always kind of nuts because it's like Peru has always been one of those countries that's kind of like its whole entire cultural identity for a while was surrounded by gold. Like when the conquistadors show up, it was like the entire, you know, this was the golden city. This was El Dorado. These places, like everything was coated in gold. They just had it everywhere, you know, and this and the like their entire mythos, like their cultural creation mythos. They mention the god Viracocha, who's often depicted as a bearded man, and he's like a creator god from the Andean mythologies. And he's said to have come from Lake Titicaca and then kind of taught the Peruvian people like about the, you know, different engineering stuff, farming, essential skills, and then also creating other deities, you know, in his image. And then, you know, some people in the ancient astronaut theory is kind of like that this is perhaps some type of extraterrestrial visitor that was coming around and disseminating, you know, knowledge amongst humans and teaching us as, you know, as there are plenty of other stories and, you know, Latin America and South America and then, you know, all over the world where you have these beings that descend from the sky in golden discs or, you know, clouds or stuff like that. And they bring knowledge, advanced knowledge to the people who are just, I know, basically like building dirt castles, I guess, before this.
So Peru, you said exports 25% of the world's gold?
No. I said it is...
Oh, 25% of their gold.
Well, 28% actually. 28% of their gold that is mined in Peru is estimated to be illegally mined. And they are the number one gold. They are number one exporter of gold in South America.
Well, here my question, my kind of interest in this is like, because Peru, they, you know, obviously mine lots of gold. They're up there. I was kind of interested in like, if you looked at the biggest gold producers on the planet, is there like a correlation between like gold in your area and UFO activity?
That's a good question.
Right? So I'm just looking and it's like, right now the biggest gold miners are like China, Russia, Australia, Canada, US, Ghana, and then Peru. Right? And, but then I was like, hey, well, you know, Russia and Canada, you know, I think are on there. That's not a really fair statement because it was like, how much of Canada produces that much? Because maybe it's such a, might be a real small area in Canada that produces all
the gold.
Yeah,
it's BC and the Yukon.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's just a huge landmass.
I've seen some of those Yukon gold docuseries or whatever. And it's like, they don't see any UFOs. I think those would be in there if they had UFOs. That would be way more interesting.
I was just in the Yukon. I was just in just outside of Whitehorse this last week visiting friends, and the whole state
gold.
Or the whole province of the Yukon is just propped up by the money that's made by mining, or the city wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
The city like pays people to move there.
Yeah.
Pays people to keep them there. We'll put you up in housing and shit to just get like doctors and nurses and medical staff and professional services because no one's up there. But they need to support this community of mining.
Okay, you know what's funny though about Whitehorse? Beautiful, beautiful spot in the summer. Really nice. I could definitely, like, I've been up there. I'm like, you know what? Really nice area. The weather's nice. But only right now. And only for a couple more weeks.
You got three months.
And then it's just a hellscape.
Yeah, but that's the same as Alberta too.
Frozen hellscape. Yes. But back on the UFO talk, it's interesting to me. I'm like, it's a wild story. What's going on in Peru for it to come out the way it is. Is it a correlation between gold mining and stuff?
I think so. I've seen Cowboys and Aliens.
I don't know if I believe any of the accounts really. Right? Like we all listen, we all know firsthand accounts, eyewitness accounts, terrible, trash, garbage. So wildly unreliable.
But sometimes the best you got.
Yeah, sometimes the best you got. But like the fact that someone comes in and is like, it's this, it's these fucking mercenaries on jetpacks. I'm like, that is honestly as unbelievable in the other direction for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't believe that for a second that you have mercenaries dropping in, getting shot, being fine. I'm like, what's the end game there? What's the end game? You think, why not just wipe out this village?
Well, what is the end game then? If it's not that, if it's not all this stuff,
you don't want to wipe out the village. That village is like 1,300 people.
That's not a lot of people.
You can't just make 1,300 people disappear.
But you know how exhausting it would be to fucking kill people?
That's a lot of people.
That many people?
They have a highly advanced laser skin removal system.
I'm sure mercenary groups have killed off villages with more people in the way of resources in the world than 1,300 people.
Well, yeah, not in South America. Yeah, Peru has a relatively stable government. Not so much. Well, you know, it could be, this could be actually, you know what, this could be real. You know, Peru's having a real extraterrestrial problem right now. Cause it's, that's why they closed down, Machu Picchu, right? And they closed down Machu Picchu.
That's right. They made it seem like it was a strike, but really.
No.
Well, they made it seem like a political turmoil, but it wasn't.
Extraterrestrial turmoil is more like it. That's why they shut it down.
Is there anything better than extraterrestrials?
They showed up and the stuff's getting real heated over there.
It's just the thing that's wild to me is I'm like, the descriptions of these things by the people that live there are alien, very alien. And then when they're given, it's like, I'm led to believe that it's either aliens on one end of the scale or it's mercenaries with technology that we've never seen before. Right? That bulletproof fucking Green Goblin armor that quietly
for a training run.
Don't they have a massive fucking gang problem shit down there though? Like I remember like it wasn't Peru, but it was like right near like Ecuador or something like that where the guy just got assassinated by one of the cuz he came out against all the gangs.
Oh yeah, the corruption his, like, one. Yeah,
platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like isn't it fucking like a place just rifled with fucking gang and corruption?
I think so.
I don't know how stable these governments are.
I don't think so. I think they're all
not saying, hey, I'm Canadian, our government's not very stable.
They're not very stable at the moment either.
Okay. So
I don't know.
They're all CIA propped up down there. All right.
That's fair.
If you're not they're working with the CIA,
wheeling and dealing
against,
drugs.
You're against the CIA down there. But it's wild. Like wild to see that trending after all these we've been talking about the congressional hearings and UFOs, and then you have like an entire village being like, help us, please.
Getting peeled.
I did see like, later in the day today, I did see on X, one I talked about was saying, they said there was a little fact check thing, and it said, this video is not in direct link with this event. And I went, yeah, but what's that in direct link with? I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. It's in the area. Like, it's in Peru, but it's not with that specific event.
I know it's in Peru.
Because it said so on the fact check thing.
That the thing with that event took place in Peru? That
it was in Peru, but it wasn't linked to this event. I'm like, well, it should
bullshit.
Be. Because that's the crazy shit I ever seen. I didn't know that you could do that to a person. It was terrifying. Hashtag fucking trigger warning. Don't look that shit up. If you're anything like me, you hate that stuff, don't look it up. It's terrible. I hate looking at this stuff. But it's interesting.
But he does.
It'll be interesting to see. That's my perfect date. I sit down there and go, hey, you want to watch some gore videos?
Murder porn?
You want to watch some
face
fucking
of death.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. My brother, Mr. Conspiracy, fucking used to love watching that. He used to send me stuff. I'd be like, oh, don't send me that. It gives me nightmares, man. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Who wants to watch that shit? Well, a conspiracy.
But anyways, it's interesting. We'll keep up to it as things progress. Right now, we're led to believe aliens or, mercenaries. One or the other. Aliens or cowboy, gold cowboys.
It could be Cobra Commander.
Well, that makes more... I would make more sense.
Whoa,
he has the
let's get
armor.
Into this. Whoa. Why is Cobra Commander peeling
why
people? Why is Cobra peeling?
Why are we...
Cobra Commander's not peeling anybody.
Cobra needs gold to fund their international terrorism.
I understand that,
efforts.
But you think Cobra Commander's going to peel anyone?
Zorban's going to fucking peel some faces. You think? Yeah, how do you think he makes his disguises? Yeah,
what Andrew's saying is Cobra Commander's not doing any of the hands-on stuff.
Whatever his name.
He's not doing the hands-on stuff.
It's not Zorban. What's his name? I forgot. It's like Zardon. Not Zardon. What's his name? He's got some weird name.
What are they called again? They're like the Marauders or something. Oh God, that's going to bug
the mercenary group. But anyways, I did have a theory of the week.
Zartan.
Yeah, that's right. Zartan.
Theory of the week this week.
Did you? So did I.
Did you?
We should do two.
Should we do two?
I'll do a twofer.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do a twofer. Who's you do the first one.
I think I know which one. No, you go right. First.
This one.
You're doing the museum.
Easy one. Again. Easy to get it. Yeah. You go on to Apple iTunes, wherever you can leave a pod, wherever you can leave a written review for the podcast, you leave us a written review. You write a nice little heartfelt review. Chances are we see it, we read it, because obviously we're all narcissists. We love reading good things about it. About the pod, so
some more than others. So, some more than others. Let's be honest here.
Well, I don't read any of the bad. You read the bad. I ignore the bad. Like the guy who
it's because all mine are bad.
No, someone the other day was saying that how annoying I was on the pod, and I was like, I've done like 200. You fucking douche. I was like, you listen to the pod. You listen to 200 of me, and now you're at 289. You're gonna be like, you know what? That Braden guy. I'm like, I've literally been on every podcast.
Took a while for me to make up my mind.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Like 400 hours of listening to him talk.
I didn't sleep a wink when I read that. I cried all night. But this guy, be like this guy, Jeff. Our buddy Jeff from London, UK.
Jeff.
He said, he gave us a 5-star review and he said, I'll write a poem for this podcast. Your boys amazing. From ATT, trust me, they're no mugs. Bring in UFOs and scary ghosts and photographs of bugs. Dropping news from up above straight into your lap. It's often really bang on point, but sometimes shady crap. Endlessly they search for stories near and far with tales of the night sky and pickled babies in a jar. They'll make you laugh and spit your beer with banter and good humor. There's even talk that one's a vampire, but that's a bloody rumor. I'll end this with a warning now. They can go off on rants, but trust me when I say you'll laugh so hard, you'll mess your pants. Best wishes and thanks from Jeff from London. Jeff, you are the theorite of the week.
That was
great. Thank you for that review. And easy. Yeah. You know, you can review it. You can talk.
That wasn't easy, though. That took talent.
That was good. Put some thought in.
That was good. That wiped out. I'm not even going to say mine now.
Save it for next week. We'll pretend like it wasn't the one.
Just vetoed it.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, vetoed both of them.
And listen, if you support the show, you like what we do, you listening to the podcast, right? And you're like, you know what? I like these guys. I like what they do. And we do it for free. There's ways you can support us. You can go to our alientheorist.com. Go buy yourself some merch. Help the show out that way. Get yourself some cool swag. Or if you like what we do and you want to support the show on Patreon or Supercast, you know, you can donate to the show. Helps keep the lights on. And in return, we have hundreds of hours of bonus content, D&D and stuff. The last D&D we did is getting some pretty good reviews. We were level 10. Absolutely gooned. I listened to a little bit of it and I was like, holy, we were good. We were gooned. But it was a good time.
Happens when we're in the same room.
So if you like this and you want to support us, there's ways to do it and get yourself some cool stuff. So help support the show. And Zell's going to tell you about some beauties that are already doing that.
Boom. This week's newest supporters, we got Dead Owl 89.
Woo!
Conspiracy Outpost Podcast.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Getting some free plug in. Yeah. There you go. Mush Life. Brick. I'm pretty sure that's Brick, the character from, isn't that Borderlands? Pretty sure it's him.
No, Anchorman. Brick Tamlin.
Yeah. Or him. Ben Kerr. Mike Philpott. I deleted this person's name. $3 pledged by someone. I deleted their name. I'll make sure to get you on the next one.
See, what Zell's saying is if you pledge anything under the $3 range is where he thinks of you as a lesser person.
You can get deleted.
He's like, what, you couldn't afford two extra dollars to get all the bonus content?
We can't afford to say your name on the pod.
Well, when I check next week, if you're between Mike Philpott and the last supporter of the week, Keenan and Zed, I'm gonna make sure to get you.
Yeah, listen, you got a week. You got
for some reason deleted your name.
You got a week to up your pledge or something. Your name.
Get your shit together.
Hey, thanks for supporting the show. I mean, this it's majority crowdfunded, so we appreciate all you guys. We know the last 6 months have probably been a little bit up and down with bonus material. We've all had babies. So things are slowly.
Dan got a Gundam.
Things are slowly kind of getting back into a little bit better of a routine. So hopefully by the fall we'll be back really motoring with bonus content and stuff. But hey, thank you for all your continued support, especially in these troubling times when things are tough out there. We get it. And if you aren't because it is tough, hey man, it's all good. We just love doing it. Thanks for listening. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those fucking eyes on those skies, you rat bastards.